This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast powered by Money Control. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a senior technical and derivatives analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. He said during the last fortnight, Nifty Midcap 100 and Smallcap 100 outperformed with a gain of 4.3% and 3.80% respectively, while Nifty declined by 1.7%. The analyst said he sticks to his belief that 2020 will belong to the mid and small cap stocks as they vie for investor attention while large caps consolidate. Of the 22 sessions in the current January series, the mid-cap index has beaten Nifty in 18 out of 22 sessions and Nifty's small-cap 100 in 20 out of 22 days. Nifty mid-cap 100 and small-cap 100 indices have risen by 8.5% and 11.6% in the series till now. Nifty's small-cap index saw a fall of 47% from the all-time high registered in January 2018 to the bottom seen in August 2019. From that bottom, Nifty's small-cap index has risen 24%, but it is still down by 34% from the all-time high. Nifty's small-cap index has not even retraced 38.2% of the entire fall of 47% seen from January 2018 to August 2019. This observation becomes important, especially when the benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex are hovering around their all-time highs. So, to narrow down the performance gap and for reaching its historical mean, small cap index has to at least retrace 50% to 61.8%, which are placed 8% and 16% higher from the current levels, and benchmarks should consolidate in some range. Nifty snapped its two-day winning streak on the back of weak global cues to close with a loss of 129 points at 12,119 on January 27. Last week, Nifty found support in the gap formed on January 9 between 12,045 and 12,132. This range is expected to act as a support for Nifty. Nifty has also reached to the upward sloping trendline support at joining the lows of October 9, January 8 and January 23. In the derivatives segment, put writing was seen at 12,000 and 12,100 strike prices, indicating that 12,000 and 12,100 level will act as strong support going forward. Considering the technical and derivatives evidences discussed above, it looks 12,000 and 12,100 is strong support for Nifty, and unless that level is breached, the trend for the market would be considered bullish. The analyst advises to accumulate longs in Nifty with a stop loss of 12,000. Immediate resistance is seen in the range of 12,350 and 12,400, where calls have been written. Bank Nifty is trading in the broadening formation and it still seems to have not ended the short-term downtrend. A strict stop loss should be maintained at 30,500 for longs and pullback rallies should be utilized to lighten the long commitments, said the analyst. Bank Nifty needs to close above 31,400 to negate the bearish setup. Here are three buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Pfizer is the first call with a target price of ₹4,700 and stop loss of ₹4,150. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The stock has broken out on the daily charts by closing above the resistance level of ₹4,280 to close at the highest level since December 17. Volumes were sharply higher as compared to the last 10-day average, suggesting strength in the breakout. The stock price has also broken out from the downward sloping trend line, adjoining the high of December 4 and December 17. Max India is the second call with a target price of ₹100 and stop loss of ₹86. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The stock has broken out on the weekly chart last week to close at an 18-month high level with a sharp rise in volumes. The primary trend of the stock is positive, where stock is trading above its 20, 50 and 200-day simple moving average. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD have turned bullish for the stock on the daily and weekly charts. Hindustan Oil Exploration Company is the third call with a target price of ₹115 and stop loss of ₹99. Upside potential for this call is also 10%. The stock has broken out on the daily charts by closing above the resistance level of ₹104 to close at its 4-month high. Oscillators and momentum indicators are showing strength in the stock on the daily and weekly charts. After forming multiple lows around ₹82 during the last month, the stock price reversed northwards with a sharp rise in volumes. The short-term trend in the stock is positive, but the stock price is trading above its 5 and 20-day simple moving averages. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.